说我是你父亲的神。
It says, I am the God of your father.
是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob.
十四节说神是自由拥有的神。
Verse 14, the God said to Moses, I am who I am.
十五节说神是你们祖宗的神。
15 say, God is the God of your father.
那第四章第五节也是说神就是你们祖宗的神。
The same was stated in chapter 4, verse 5, the God of their fathers.
所以信仰就是一代一代相传。
The faith is a passing down from one generation to the other.
所以宗教教义在犹太人来讲是很重视的。
Religious education is extremely emphasized by Jewish.
我们第一代很热心。
First generation was very fervent.
那有的第二代就渐渐冷淡。
A second generation from time to time become cooler.
甚至于中间断层。
Even appear some the gaps in between.
第二代就没有了。
The second generation vanished.
那你如果看创世纪。
If you look at Genesis.
从十一章开始。
From chapter 11 onward.
就讲到亚伯拉罕了。
They talk about Abraham.
一直延续到五十章。
The description of Abraham lasts till chapter 50.
就是神拣选的这个家族。
That is the family that's chosen by God.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
That is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以作诗的人这样说啊。
Therefore, some writers say, state that.
看诗篇。
Turn to Psalm.
78篇。
Psalm chapter 78.
诗篇78篇。
Psalm 78.
第一节。
First one.
我的民，你们要留心听我的训诲，侧听我口中的话。我要开口说比喻，我要说出古时的谜语，是我们所听见、所知道，也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的。我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将耶和华的美德和能力，并奇妙的作为述说给后代听，因为他在雅各中立法度。在以色列中设立法，是他们吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙，使将要生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也可以起来告诉他们的子孙，好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的命令。这边说要传给子孙。
Here say teach their children.
今天犹太人是一个很特别的民族。
Today, the Jewish nation is a very unique nation.
有人说他们因为有这个严守神的律法。
Some state that they hold tight to the commandment of God.
重视神的话。
They emphasize the word of God.
另外就是他们很重视家庭宗教教育。
In addition, they emphasize the family, they emphasize the religious education.
所以生命记第六章提到他们很重视把神的话传给儿女。
So Deuteronomy chapter 6,mentioned that how serious they were to passing the God's word to their children.
所以有人说一个民族如果亡国五百年。
So some say that if a nation was conquered for about 500 years,
它在历史的舞台就会消失。
This country disappeared from the stage of history.
但是犹太人他们亡国一两千年还是一样能够屹立不摇。
But after 2000 years extinction, the Jewish nation restored itself.
他们不但是神的这个选民。
They are not only the selected,
我们可以看到他们对信仰的重视。
But also we can see how much emphasis they put on the faith.
看71篇。
Turn to Psalm 71.
诗篇71篇。
Psalm 71.
17节。
Verse 17.
跟18节。
And 18.
说神啊，自我年幼你就教训我，直到如今我传扬你奇妙的作为。神啊，我到年老头发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将我的能力、你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。这边说指示下代。
Here say that until I instructed the next generation.
所以我们在教会里面
，in our church，
我们应该要重视这个宗教教育。
We need to emphasize on religious education.
让我们下一代的儿童就是我们很优秀的青年。
So our children, which will be the youth in the future.
那我们这一代的青年就是我们将来教会的柱石。
And this group of new youth will be the pillars of the church.
哦，就像当时保罗啊，他对提摩太的啊这个带领一样。
Just like how Paul guided young Timothy.
但是带领一个人不是只有在会堂里面。
Guiding a person is not only limited within the chapel.
宗教教育也不是只有在家教会当中。
Religious education should not limit its scope within the church only.
我们有的家长认为说宗教教育就是在教会里面。
Some of the parents mistook that the religious education is limited within the confines of the church.
那你想想，如果宗教教育只有一个礼拜两个钟头，其实不够的。
If you think about that, only 2 hours per week, it is not enough.
所以家庭里面的家长父母啊，也要关心。
So we, when they go back to family, their parent had to take care of the rest of the responsibility.
啊，看提摩太后书第一章第五节。
Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
提摩太后书第一章第五节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
想到你心里无伪的信，这信是先在你的外祖母罗仪和你母亲尤尼基的心里，我深信也在你的心里。从外祖母到母亲。
Here's the faith that continued from grandmother to the mother.
哦，到提摩太。
Then passing on to the young Timothy.
而且这种信仰是深深的啊，培植在他的内心呐。
That this faith have deep roots into his heart.
哦，真的就是说，教导孩童躲当行的道，到老都不偏离。
No wonder the Bible says, if teach your children the proper way that they shall not astray when they're old.
哦，所以我们今天对孩子的啊这个学校的教育很重视。
Today we emphasize on worthy education for our children.
我们啊对他的信仰也要关心。
We also pay the same attention to his faith.
啊，有一次学生联恩会的时候
，during one student convocation，
那因为教会很重视学生联恩会
，because churches put so much emphasis on student convocation。
哦，那因为学生联恩会就有发公文出去了，也有教会也有贴要贴海报
，notice was sent out， a poster was posted。
哦，那因为学生联恩会都有主题吗
？Every student convocation there is a theme。哦，
那因为有一个传道他想说定个主题哈，叫做。长大的树栽子啦。
Well, one pastor that set a topic for the theme is the grown up the youngling.
哦，然后因为在电话中告诉那个教会的负责人说，哦，你们画一张海报，主题就是长大的树栽子。
They told the board member to prepare a poster that the poster theme is the growing up the.Youngling of Sealing.
啊，那个负责人在电话中听到那个传道的话，哈，吓一跳。
As the board member listened through the phone conversation, he was a bit surprised.
他说：“啊，这一次的学生联合会的主题是长大的书呆子啊。”
Because the pronunciation is so close, they thought the pastor wanted him to prepare a poster for those grow up bookworms.
哦，那个传道说不是啦，是长大的树栽子。
The pastor repeat again, it's not the grown-up bookworm, but the bookworm grow-up seedling.
哦，但是那个负责人还是听不清楚，因为他不知道这一节圣经记在哪里。
But the board member still feel vague because he do not recall where this verse was recorded.
所以他说，哎，怎么有这种主题呀？
He said, how can we preach on such a theme?
哦，怎么是长大的树栽子？
How can we preach on the growing up the bookworms?
啊，后来那个传道就电话中叫他说：“哦，你翻圣经好了啦。”
The pastor asked him to open your Bible.
哦，我们看圣经诗篇一百四十四篇。
Psalm 144.
一百四十四篇十二节。
Psalm 144 verse 12.
我们的儿子从幼年好像树栽子长大，我们的女儿如同垫脚石。是按建功的样式凿成的，哦，后来他才恍然大悟。
Then the board member suddenly awakened.
哦，原来圣经有这一节哦。
So it is a record in the Bible.
哦，后来他才知道说是长大的树栽子。
So he now know the subject is a well-nourished plant.
啊，不是长大的书呆子。
Not the similar pronunciation, the bookworm.
啊，我们也希望我们的孩子是长大的树栽子。
We wish our offspring will be well nurtured the plant.
我们不希望他是书呆子。
We don't want our children become a bookworm.
啊，当然，在学校教育、社会教育啊，或者说我们今天的宗教教育，其实都是平衡的。
We need to reach a balancing point between the religious education, the education in this world, and the education they receive from the school.
我们应该能够并重。
All three need to be kept balanced.
所以信仰要从小培养。
The faith had to be cultivated since young.
所以我们教会很重视宗教教育。
That's the reason why our church put a great emphasis on religious education.
我们也盼望我们在座的长子负责人啊，要关心我们教会的宗教教育。
May our minister and the council members emphasize on religious education.
好，那宗教教育不但是在教会里面，跟家长、家庭都要有互动。
Religious education should not be limited within church. We should have a cooperation from the family members and their parents.
哦，因为儿童是未来的希望。
For children is our hope in the future.
青年是明日的栋梁。
And the youth is our pillar in the future.
那成人啊，就是今日的柱石啦。
And those adult members are the pillar of today's church.
那我们不但要看重信仰传承，也要重视真理的传承。
We not only need to emphasize on the continuation of faith, we also need to look at the continuity of the truth.
马丁路德在强调说要回到圣经去。
Martin Luther looked the talk about the return to the Bible.
当然圣经我们知道它是神的话。
We know that is the words of God.
神的话安定在天。
God's word is as steady in heaven.
是永恒不变的。
It's never changed.
所以圣经也有很多地方告诉我们神的话不能更改。
The Bible told us many places that we shall not change the words of the Bible.
启示录在最后一段也是告诉我们不要加添也不要删减。
Even in the last few verses of the Revelation say we should not omit or add to this book.
所以我们今天真教会就是本着尊重真理，能够借着圣灵的带领，来为这个真道来竭力争辩。
So today, as a true church, we fought for the truth based on the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and defending the precious truth that we have.
所以保罗啊写信给提摩太的时候
，So when Paul wrote to young Timothy,
他也告诉他说，我们要固守这个真道。
He advised young Timothy to hold on to the truth.
就是维护真理啦。
Which is be a defender of the truth.
我们看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to the First Timothy.
提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4.
第四章第一节。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
圣灵说哦，将来的时候有人会离弃真道。听从那引诱人的邪灵跟鬼魔的道理啊，所以将来有人会离开道理的。
Bible foretold that in the future there will be people astray away the faith.
末世有异端邪教兴起。
In the last day, the heresy will rise.
所以我们不可不慎，不可更要相当谨慎啊。
We need to keep an eye on them.
所以在后书有一句话。
As in the Second Timothy,
看提摩太后书第一章。
Second Timothy chapter 1, have the same.
是三节。
Verse 13.
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心跟爱心常常守着。从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢守着。道理要牢牢守着。
They told us the truth entrust to us, we have to guard it.
所以在第二章里面呢、
The second chapter say that.
十五节说
Verse 15.
我们要在神的面前做无愧的工人。
That we must be the worker that are blameless in front of God.
那就是要按正义分解真理的道。
That we need to handle the truth correctly.
所以我们长子负责人常常在教会里面担任这个牧养工作。
As minister and council members, we carry the job of pastoring.
我们对道理的追求也很用心。
We need to put emphasis in pursuing the truth.
因为我们也要常常担任这个领会的工作。
Well, we oftentimes give sermons.
所以我们要求神给我们属灵的智慧。
We need to ask God to give us a spiritual wisdom.
能够按正义分解真理的道。
So we can interpret the truth according to God's will.
能够造就自己，也能够造就教会。
In that fashion, not only we can edify ourselves, but also we can edify church.
啊，所以我们真耶稣教会啊，借着圣灵的带领。
The true Jesus Church relied on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
啊，圣灵是真理的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth.
来引导我们明白一切的真理。
He will guide us to understand all the truth.
哦，所以我们说我们五大教义。
As we say, we have five basic doctrine.
教义是全备的。
Doctrine is a full doctrine.
哦，不是说教义只有五个。
That means we only have only five.
是说我们这五个教义啊，啊是很完全的。
Instead, we say this five doctrine cover all.
啊，因为一般的教会对这个得救的要道。他没有很清楚。
Because most church is fuzzy about the doctrine of salvation.
啊，信而受洗必然得救。
Believe and receive water baptism, you shall be saved.
哦，不是信而己守必然得救。
It's not equivalent to believe, raise thy hand, you shall be saved.
那信而受洗必然得救怎么受洗？
Believe, then receive water baptism. You shall be saved. How to receive the water baptism?
哦，这个圣经有写啊。
It is clear recording the Bible.
那有人认为洗礼跟受圣灵是同时领受的。
Some believe that the when you receive the water baptism, you receive the Holy Spirit at the same time.
哦，因为啊，主耶稣跟尼哥底母说，人要从水和圣灵重生，就能进神的国。
Because of, yeah, Jesus told Nicodemus, they only the person had to rebirth through water and the Spirit.
所以有人认为洗礼就是受圣灵了。
So some believe one received water baptism, they also received the Holy Spirit.
同时间的。
They happen simultaneously.
那如果这样，《使徒行传》第八章又怎么解释
？If that was true, then how can we explain the event occurred in Acts chapter 8?
为什么撒玛利亚人受洗了，还没有受圣灵呢
？Why does Samaritans receive water baptism but yet to have？
哦，等到使徒来的时候，按手祷告，他们才得圣灵。
They have to wait until the apostle arrived and lay hand on them and pray, then they receive Holy Spirit.
所以圣经的道理，我们不能够只抓一部分。
So we cannot read partially the truth out of the Bible.
你要详细去了解。
We need to spend detailed time to study.
求圣灵啊，开启我们的心窍。
And ask Holy Spirit open our eyes.
啊，让我们能够啊来明白神的话。
So we can fully understand the teaching of God.
我们在加太书第一章里面看到保罗写这一封书信。
In Galatians chapter 1, we saw Paul why Paul written this book.
啊，有人把这个福音的真理更改。
Some have changed the gospel.
我们今天知道撒旦的工作啊，他不但是抵挡真神，他也抵挡真理。
We know today's work of Satan not only opposed the God, also opposed the gospel.
哦，让人传似是而非的道理。
So it allows people to preach the similar gospel.
甚至于把福音更改了。
They even changed the gospel.
我们所信的是得救的福音。
What we believe is the gospel of salvation.
哦，撒旦就是阻挡你得救吗？
It's Satan's mission to stop you from receiving it.
所以这个真理的传承很重要。
So the continuity of the truth is very important.
今天保罗写了新约书信三分之二之多。
Today, Paul contributed two-thirds of the New Testament.
哦，古代我们可以看到他们把这个真理这样传下来。
We can see in ancient time they spend the laboring, spending the chapters of to passing down this truth.
对我们今天来讲，就有一个规模了。
So they present a structure for us to follow.
所以保罗他在哥林多前书十一章讲。
So Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 stated that.
谈到这个圣餐。
That Paul discussed about Holy Communion.
说我当日所领受的。
So what we have received previously.
就是从主所领受的。
That's what I have received from the Lord.
好，那今天就是传给你们呢。
Today I have passed that to you.
所以这个圣餐怎么处理。
So now here the instructed how to handle the Holy Communion.
这个很多真理都是这样传下来的呢。
The truth was passing down in this fashion.
所以我们要维护真理。
We need to be a defender of the truth.
哦，要传承真理。
We need to also be the successor of the truth.
我们今天要传道。
Today we need to preach the gospel.
哦，也要卫道。
Also, we need to be defender of the truth.
要守住这个道理。
And a keeper of the truth.
前年我到这个印度的时候。
2 years ago, I was assigned to India.
有特别播出3天的时间到 TJM 去。
We spent 3 days to visit the TJM church.
那这个我们称它做真耶稣教团。
We call it a true Jesus mission.
因为这个教团啊，其实就是真耶稣教会。
This mission was a true Jesus church once.
因为在68年了哈，68年来啊。
About for 68 years.
他们就是都没有传道人。
There's no mission, no pastor ever visited.
但是也是神的带领跟圣灵的保守。
But through the guidance of God and the guardianship of the Holy Spirit.
有三个 TJM 的青年。
Three of the True Jesus mission youth.
他们有一次到这个都市来。
Now they have opportunity to visit an urban area.
结果看到有一个教会的名称。
They saw the sign of a church.
那个印度文都一样的。
In the writing of an Indian language, they're all the same.
这就很稀奇呀。
They feel marvelous.
怎么有这个教会跟我们名字都一样？
How could that be their church have the same name like ours?
只有英文字最后不同了。
Only different is in the English writing, the last words are different.
因为这个真耶稣教团是用 mission.
Because they use the true Jesus mission.
那我们的名字是 church.
And we use the true Jesus church.
就是差一个字而已。
One word makes the difference.
所以他很稀奇呀。
They feel marvelous.
就进来。
They walk in.
来拜访这个负责人呢、啊。
They visit the council member.
说，怎么你们教会跟我们好像是一样的
？On parents, your church is the same like ours.
结果一谈之下，才发现道理都相同。
As the discussing in detail the doctrine, they found they all share the same doctrine.
洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼都一样。
Now water baptism, the holy foot washing, and the holy communion, the truths all the same.
那因为60多年来都没有传道人在那里。
Because they don't have any pastoral visit for 60 some years.
所以他们祷告求圣灵就比较疏忽了。
So they are lack of a praying for Holy Spirit.
感谢主在最近有去接触。
We give thanks to the Lord in the recent years we have missionary went to visit.
所以在接触当中他们也觉得说本来就是一样嘛。
During those contact, they feel that we are all from the same root.
那因为教会的组织整合，当然也要有一个过程啊。
Because to absorbing an organization into the church, we have some preparation to do.
但是我们知道教会在真理上，在真道上是合一的。
We know that all the church, all the true church are united in the same truth.
你这个道理如果不一致哈，你不可能合一。
It teaching the doctrine is not the same. The church cannot be united.
我们为什么说其他教会外教会那么多？因为道理不一样嘛。
Why we saw so many Christian denominations? Because their doctrine are different.
所以以弗所书第四章说，我们要在真道上归于一。
So、that's the reason why the Ephesians chapter 4 stated that we need to be one in truth.
我有特别去访问3天了。
I spent 3 days with them.
那把这个教会有照起来。
I did took picture of the church.
他这个就是写 mission.
As you can see, the sign wrote written there say mission.
那这个教会就是传了60多年了。
This church, this mission been exist for 60 some years.
但是他们就是这个维护真理那个心很强。
They have a strong heart to defending the truth.
他有我们教会的传统。
They kept the tradition of a true church.
祷告啦，唱诗啦，都很热心的，听道理很热心的。
They firmness in prayer, firmness in singing, hymn of praises, and also the preaching.
那这个会堂里面有2张照片。
In the chapel, there's 2 picture.
我有照一张啊。
I took one then.
因为有一张不清楚。
Unfortunately, the other one is not clearly focused.
如果你注意看这个屋顶上面有3行真耶稣教会的字。
If you look clearly, there's true Jesus Church writing. at the roof.
第一行是这个中文。
The first line is in Chinese.
真耶稣教会。
They read True Jesus Church.
那第二行就是这个英文的哈。
Second line is English.
他用这个这个 mission.
It uses True Jesus Mission.
好，那因为我们知道印度人他就不会看中文的啦。
We know the Indians does not read Chinese character.
所以他不知道说这个就是真耶稣教会。
So they do not realize who they were. They are True Jesus Church.
那我一看，这个就是跟我们一样的啊。
So as I arrive and recognize they are the same, just like we are.
我在会堂后面有看到另外一张照片是中国大陆的。
Then I saw there's another picture behind the chapel shows the picture of mainland China.
那一张照片是一个灵恩会的照片。
Which is a photo, the group photo of a spiritual convocation.
它上面就是写真耶稣教会湖南支会。
It written is the Hunan Church of True Jesus Church.
第几次灵恩布道大会这样。
The so many the times of the evangelical service.
就是以前的这位婆那亚执事他留下来的。
It was the gift from the deacon Panayas who passed on.
他就很热心去传哦。
He preached the gospels firmly in the region.
现在有4000多位信徒。
The mission is now contained 4,000 believers.
所以我们也要为这个印度这个 TJM 跟 TJC 的这个合一来祷告。
Today we need to pray earnestly for the reunification between the TJM and TJC.
因为我们知道我们在真道上就是合一的。
We know that we are one in truth.
所以这个真理的传承这个长子很重要。
For the continuation of the truth, the minister and the council member are very important.
那我们真理传承也要重视这个文字工作。
Continuing the truth, we also need to emphasize on the literature.
你看那个路加福音第一章第一节
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 1, verse 1.
这个医生路加
，The dear doctor Luke,
他提笔作书。
He wrote this book.
就是要述说这个神所成就的事。
Is try to bear witnesses for God, what God has done.
他把起初亲眼看见的传给我们。
That he the passing down what he had witnessed, being an eyewitness for us.
这边提到说我为这些事，我既从起头都详细考察，定义要按着次序写给你呢。
Here says, many have undertook to draw out the account of the things that we have for witnesses for you.
所以我们要教会要重视这个传承。
So our church needed emphasize on the success.
在文字上也是一样。
Especially on the written language.
我们早期有圣灵报。
Early we have the Holy Spirit periodical.
这个圣灵报的功用很大。
Holy Spirit news is a very powerful publication.
它可以把真理传出去啊。
It preached the Holy Spirit abroad.
台上讲一篇，100个人听，200个人听。
As a sermon being given here.Maybe 100 or 200 heard it.
顶多在录个音传给一个人。
If we have a tape recorded, they may pass on to one more person.
可是你写的话，可以传给很多人。
But once put down in writing, this can edify many.
现在的科技更方便了。
In today's the technology make even easier.
所以我们可以上网去传福音
We can put on the internet and preach the gospel.
但是这个跟进更重要。
However, follow-up is also very important.
所以我们应该要重视这个工作。
We need to put emphasis in this work.
就像沙巴，一本圣灵报就传开，把道理传开了。
Like in Sabbath, they create the whole churches through one Holy Spirit need.
这个在我们真耶稣教会的历史也是一个很美好的见证。
It is a good testimony for True Jesus Church.
那我们固守真理就是要传福音
If we want whole truth to the truth, the most important thing is we need to preach gospel.
你道理很好，没有人去传。
If we have wonderful truth, but no one to preach.
所以我们这个福音要传承呢。
It will be said.
主耶稣来到世上的目的。
We need to continue.
这是要完成救恩。
Maintain a continuation of the gospel.
那主耶稣为我们死了。
Jesus come to this world is finished the gospel.
把这个不朽的生命彰显出来。
Today he died for us. He to demonstrate his everlasting life.
所以这个福音的工作
The gospel
就是要去传
must be preached.
所以有人说哦，《使徒行传》写到28章没有结束。
Some say that as an act written to chapter 28, it not finished yet.
29章就是等着你去写，你去做。
The chapter 29 is await you to write.
因为它没有结束啊。
Acts never end.
这个是福音的火把，就是一直的传递的。
It's a torch of a gospel that has been passed on from one to the other.
哦，所以每个人的恩赐不同。
Everyone have different gifts.
保罗栽种。
Paul sowed.
亚波罗浇灌。
Apollo watered.
栽种也要浇灌。
Somebody have to sow it, somebody have to water.
但是你没有去栽种，怎么浇灌？
If you haven't sowed the seeds, how can you?
所以保罗他去传福音。
Paul preached.
但是传福音他一个人不够啊。
Mary by himself is not enough.
就像主耶稣一样。
Just like Lord Jesus.
他也是啊，选立十二使徒。
He appointed 12 apostles.
又设立了70个门徒。
He had also selected 70 disciples.
两个两个出去。
So two by two they went out.
这个就是要传承。
This is the succession.
往普天下去传福音的。
So they can go to four corners of earth and preach gospel.
所以我们的眼光啊，不能够只看在我们自己的教会而已。
So our focus should not be narrowly focused within the church.
我们能够向东西南北举目观看。
We should lift our eyes and observe the whole world.
如果以前的时代，你说向东西南北看，也看不远呐。
In ancient time, you cannot see far.
今天这个时代哦，你可以想到说，为什么神跟亚伯拉罕说你要向东西南北看？
In today's age, we should contemplate the words of God say to Abraham, look east, look west, look north, look south.
这是神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
For it is a promise to Abraham.
所以你看马太福音第一章第一节就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So in Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 record the offspring of Abraham.
这个整个圣经救恩的经纶就是这样走的。
The basic, the principle of salvation follow this line.
所以我们要有更宽广的眼光。
So we should have a greater perspective of life.
能够把这个福音啊传出去。
So we can preach the gospel to every corner.
我们今天很感谢主。
We give thanks to Lord.
我们真耶稣教会可以说是联络整齐的一座城。
Of the True Jesus Church is like well-established the city.
我们在前几年啊，这个联总开会的时候有一种共识啦。
A few years back, when the meeting was called in the International Assembly, we reached a conclusion.
我们虽然有联总啊，跟各国总会这样配合。
Even though we have an International Assembly and coordinate with the General Assembly in each country.
但是联总不是只有靠几个人。
But the International Assembly should not merely rely on few.
我们要传福音是要信徒啊都要动员。
To preach gospel, we need to mobilize every believer.
各个总会能够发挥人力。
So every General Assembly need to contribute the manpower.
所以我们这个区域也很大。
Therefore, our territory is big.
所以会议中就有一种决定了。
That we reach in a conclusion.
就是沙巴。要负责菲律宾。
那 Sabah would take care of the Philippines.
那这个马来西亚来协助印度。
Malaysia will care for the holy work in India.
那这个台湾就协助泰国。
Taiwan will care for Thailand.
那这个新加坡来负责缅甸。
Singapore will take care of Burma.
那这个欧陆能够来协助非洲。
The churches in Europe will take care of the churches in Africa.
那我们今天美国，我们也可以帮助中南美洲。
And the church in America will care for the church in South and Central America.
因为我们教会的建立就是要传福音的。
It is a purpose to establish our church to preach gospel.
教会不是只有在盖会堂。
We just not merely building the houses of church.
我们一辈子都在盖会堂，在外面，在后面一直追，一直跑。
It will continue building churches we merely pursue after the truth.
会堂需要盖。
We need the place to meet.
有必要需要盖。
When it becomes necessary, we need to build a chapel.
但是不是只有盖会堂就心满意足了。
But we should not be satisfied merely build another chapel.
你信徒不增加哪有会堂呢？
If you don't have the multitude of the believer, why do you need a new one?
所以这个福音工作要重视。
So we need to emphasize on the preaching gospel.
那这个重视这个福音工作，我们也要看重这个侍奉。
In order to emphasize on this task, we need to emphasize on the service.
因为你对外去传福音
，to the preaching gospel outward.
那你里面不能一盘散沙。
We need to have an assembly within.
所以保罗他们去传福音的时候
When Paul went out to preach gospel,
他在教会里面就设立长职了。
That he established elders within the ministers within the church.
好，他在使徒行传里面。
As recording the Acts.
我们看使徒行传。
Please turn to Acts.
二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
好，二十章二十八节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 28.
好，圣灵立你们做全情的监督啊，你们应当为自己谨慎。也要为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，是他用自己的血所买来的。我知道我去了以后，必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群，就是你们中间也必有人起来说，这个悖谬的话，引诱门徒跟从他们。所以你们要警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住流泪，劝诫你们个人。这边告诉我们。
Here Paul stated that.
保罗他在各教会
that Paul established in every church.
设立这个长职
He established a system of ministers.
他也交代这个提多提摩太
He also instructed Titus and Timothy.
那这边是说圣灵立的呢
And here say the overseer was established by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天是从主领受这个职分。
So today, every one of us received assignment from the Lord. Himself.
我们是长职负责人啊，要认识这种观念。
As the minister and council member, we should have this understanding.
主要就是能够牧养神的教会了。
The issue is we need to be a good shepherd of our sheep.
有关这个长职侍奉，我们也谈了很多。
We spend many hours discussing the service of the ministry.
条件啊，资格，我们都了解。
We also understand the requirement and the qualification of ministers.
当然我们今天在教会里面
In today's church,
有的地方说要立长职啊，很难啊。
Some complain they have a hard time to find a minister.
所以我们教会里面这个长职要列入保育。
Therefore, in our church, the minister should be considered endangered species.
有的地方整个国家一个长老都没有。
In some places, in some country, they don't not even have an elder.
比那个外面的稀有动物还要少。
They are fewer than those endangered species.
有的地方一个教区里面才一个。
In some area, the whole region have only one elder.
那当然我们要了解在这种整个过程里面
We should understand through the process
我们有些看法也要有一种调整、
We need to readjust our point of view
这种全群的监督
To be an overseer of the group
是在乎属灵的带领
It purely relies on the spiritual leadership
所以我们也要知道这个长职负责人的侍奉工作
So we need to know the servingOf the minister and the council member.
是在侍奉当中追求成长的。
They grow through their serving.
在学习当中能够不断的长进。
They become edified through their continuous learning.
我们常常当然有很高的标准。
From time to time, we have set very high standard for them.
当然这个我们每个人都有每个人的追求啦。
Truly, every one of us have our own pursuit.
那这个。长职负责人功能的训练还是重要的。
So the training for the mission minister and the council member and the workers are very important.
以前我们立长职
，In the past when we anoint and commission,
就是适合的时候，觉得这个人适合就立了。
When we feel it is time and this person is ready, we anoint him.
有一个执事告诉我
，One that deacon told me.
他说我那时候立职只有就被按头以后什么都不知道。
At the time I was anointed, all I received is a laying hand. I have no idea what.
我知道说要热心事主了。
All I know is I need to be provide firm service to Lord.
长职不是说适合的来，那因为当然我们也有推荐程序了推荐程序。那按手以后，底下什么都不知道了。
Of course, we should not merely follow the selection process once I anoint the deacon or elder and just let him go.
那这个不，我们不能怪他。
We cannot blame all the ministers.
因为我们要培养，也要训练。
But we need to cultivate them, we need to train them.
所以有一次我到印尼。
One year I went to Indonesia.
到吉伯大使的时候。
And went to the Jibodas.
啊，那个是一个信徒哈、哦、啊，他买了一块地盖的一个休闲的中心，啊，他也奉献给教会用。
There was a brother. He purchased a piece of land and developed into a recreational center. Well, he offered the center to be used freely by the church.
啊，感谢主，他现在把整块地跟这个休闲的建筑物都奉献给教会了。
We gave them to the Lord. Now he turned the whole facility and the land to church.
我们在那边办长职负责人的讲习。
We use his recreation service center to provide a training seminar for the mission.
那当中也有很多很资深的长职啊。
Among them are very senior ministers.
他说他从来都没有做过圣餐。
This expression that he never host a holy communion.
所以那一天在后面哦做圣餐的时候啊，怎么做饼啊，怎么做葡萄汁怎么做哇，他做的很有心得。
So when we practice how to make bread and how to produce juice, he filled it and greatly edified.
这个当然是一种实务训练。
Of course, this is a practical training.
真正的去参与。
That we have get a hands-on experience.
哦，所以有时候，比如说洗脚礼、洗礼，这个也要去实地去知道怎么弄。
Like we say, the water baptism and the foot washing, we need to have a practical training.
哦，所以真理你要传承。
So the we need to maintain a consistent.
这种牧会工作也要去传承呢。
So is the continuity of the gospel and preaching.
我上个月到缅甸的时候
，Last month I went to Burma.
只有我一个人啊
，Only myself.
所以又要办圣餐，又要去洗礼场，又要去，都没有其他的人了、
啊。I have to take care of all the work that the hosting the Holy Communion, the perform the water baptism.
啊，因为有新加坡一个弟兄跟我去。
No one can help me, but a brother from Singapore.
我想说，只有我一个人，其实时间忙不过来。
I will contemplate, make a calculation, marry myself is not enough.
那个地方是一个开拓区啊。
It is a new territory for us.
都是初信的。
Most of brothers and sisters are new believers.
也没有什么长职负责人啊。
They don't have a council member nor the minister.
哦，所以在那种情况之下。
In that situation.
我就要请新加坡这个青年来协助啦。
I'd ask this brother from Singapore to give me a hand.
哦，所以我就问他说，你有没有做过圣餐？
I'd ask him, have you prepared for the Holy Communion before.
他说没有。
He said no.
啊，这个青年是蛮热心的。
This is very devoted youth.
也是教会的理事了哈。
He also one of the councilmen.
好，那我说那我们啊就一起来做。
So I told him we'll prepare the communion together.
感谢主，他就配合得很好。
We give thanks to the Lord. He's been a very good helper.
哦，那虽然那边是很简单的一个环境。
Even though the locality is very simple.
但是我们教会里面就有人可以从旁协助的。
But there's always a person within church that can give us help.
哦，因为我们要分工。
We need to delegate the work.
啊，能够一起来协推动教会的圣工。
Well, as a partaker of God's work, we need to assist.
所以这个工人训练是需要。
The training seminar for the work of God is necessary.
啊，杨燕长老是很注重工人训练。
Elder John Young is very spend time to emphasize on the training of the work.
所以早期他到沙巴马来西亚去。
When he visited Sabah in Malaysia in the early years.
啊，那边有长职。
They have a councilman.
有负责人啊。
They have a ministers.
但是他发现这是一块福音的良田。
Well, he found this is a great territory for gospel.
他觉得传道不够。
He feel the ministers not.
所以就开始培养传道。
So he start cultivating minister.
后来就到印尼。
Later years, he moved to Indonesia.
印尼其实历史也很久。
We've been in Indonesia for many years.
可是因为传道不够。
But we are lacking our ministers.
以前
pastors.
以前到那边的执事就是传道了。
At the time of a deacon arrived, they become a pastor.
但是执事一年一年年纪大了。
As year went by, the pastor, excuse me, deacons grow.
他们可以说是全心全意的奉献给主了。
They dedicate all their life and heart to the Lord.
但是再来教会的侍奉谁来接啊
？But who will took their place afterward?
所以后来就从这个青年的神学训练里面去找人了。
So they start the search for the replacement from those youths who are taking theological training.
感谢主就找了一批的青年。
And we gave thanks to the Lord, they found a group.
哦，就开始训练传道工人。
They trained them to become pastor.
所以教会的这个侍奉嘛。
The service in this church.
长职负责人传道都是要受训的。
pastor, minister, and council member must be trained.
所以现在教会里面的工作就可以很健全的去推动。
So today the church work can move smoothly.
所以我们应该有一个眼光。
We should have this perspective.
眼光不是只有肉眼的眼。
This perspective should not just limit to a visual world.
还要有远一点的眼。
We need to have a vision.
看远一点。
That we can see afar.
我们一个人没有几个十年。
Only a few decades in a person's life.
在你的一生当中没有几个十年呢。
Consider that, how many 10 years do you have?
你可以用的十年有几个。
How many 10 years you truly can use?
那教会呢?
How about church?
所以我们也应该要看重教会的这个侍奉工作。
So we need to put an emphasis on the service in church.
那教会的长职、圣工人员侍奉不是一个头衔。
The service provided by the church, the workers, is merely a title.
因为它真正是一个教会里面的一个管理者。
But they are truly the overseer of the church.
所以在牧会的时候,
When they minister over the church,
保罗就写信给提多、提摩太。
Paul wrote the epistle to Timothy and Titus.
遇到什么事情要怎么处理?
When we encounter this, this is how you handle it.
其实都有很多教训。
There's many good teachings within.
如果我们好好去 思考去了解的话 对我们都有帮助的
If we study them carefully It will greatly edify every one of us
所以这个传承啊 相当重要
The succession in the service is very important
不但是真理 福音的传承
Not only maintain a continuity of the truth and the gospel
侍奉的传承
But also we need to maintain a continuity of the service
经验上的传承
Then we need to maintain a continuity of experience.
我们常常说姜是老的辣。
We always say those experience and no.
但是我们不能老先知害死神人啊。
But we cannot keep on pushing those elder, the deacons to their edge.
我们人常常有时候有一种嫉妒心态。
From time to time as a member, we have this thought of envy.
忌财是不对的。
If we envy someone, it's not right.
今天如果是你的孩子。
If this is our child,
你会说孩子，我要你比我更强。
We always told our children, be better than I am.
这是卖牛奶粉的广告。
This is also the slogan for those sales of the milk.
以前有个奶粉叫做克林奶粉嘛。
There's a milk brand name called Klein.
它的广告就是说，孩子，你要比我更强。
As an advertisement, is a father told to the infant, you shall be better than I am.
那广告一看，原来是卖奶粉的。
Then we take a closer look, it was selling the powder milk.
我们的下一代比我们强，我们很高兴啊。
We feel pleased if our next generation better than we are.
如果我们的下一代比我们弱，我们很心酸呢。
If our children is weaker than we are, we feel sorrow.
那教会应该是这样子。
Church should have the same mindset.
所以我们看到，年轻的负责人很热心工作。
We saw the young board council member work firmly.
我们长职啊，我们年长者，觉得这些人真的是我们要肯定他，也要鼓励他。
And the elders and the seniors member in the church and the ministers, when they saw this, we need to feel pleased and we need to provide encouragement.
那我们看到他的软弱。
When we saw their weakness.
或者他的错误。
Or when they commit a fault.
我们也很有爱心的，用父母的心去带领他。
We need to guide them like a parent with tremendous love.
目的就是要造就他。
The purpose is to build him up.
以前有个院长，他在担任行政院长的时候。
There is a minister, the ministers who was taking care of the...
因为他要处理国家的事情。
Palmer, he needs to take care of the business of the country.
他觉得说这个人事制度不能用呆人呆账呆料。
He believed the system the established cannot be stalled.
就是说人换在那边不用，钱换在那边不用。
Now they have a talent of people that they set a position not using it, or you have money put in the bag and not even touch it.
那有人不用，这多可惜呀！
If you have a talent but you not allow them to use it, wasn't that wasteful?
都待在那里呀。
Everything just stagnated.
那你要怎么用？
How should you use it?
所以他说要知人、识人、用人。
So he said you need to know the person, know his talent, and use it properly.
你知道这个人，但是你要了解他。
Once you know this person, you need to understand him.
那你要怎么用他?
And to know how to use
him. 用在适当的单位。
And put him in the rightful place.